Welcome to Tea with Twins.
My name is Vanessa.
And I'm Victoria. We are twins who want to shine a light on what it's like to be a twin,
know a twin,
be friends with a twin,
our parents to twins,
and are dating a twin.
Thanks for tuning in. Grab your tea or whatever you're drinking. It's time for you to sip
and us to spill.
Welcome back to Tea with Twins. We are super excited today. We have a set of twins from San Diego, and the reason why I connected with them on Instagram was because they actually had their own podcast as well, and they just looked super awesome to talk to, and we're all about the education of twins. So today we're going to be talking about what it's like to be a twin with siblings. So thank you so much, Amber and Ashley, for being on the podcast. So if you'd like to explain yourselves, your job, maybe your lifestyle,
hobbies.
You want to go first? Okay. So I'm Ashley, and I'm the youngest by 7 minutes, and Amber's obviously older than me by 7 minutes. I have a son, he's 4. And then I have my fiance named Derek, and yeah, we live in San Diego, and it's beautiful here. And I'm currently a stay-at-home mom, so I do kind of like podcasting as a hobby and kind of like my full-time kind of job, because I've always wanted to do one. And now that I'm staying at home with my son, I'm like, I have time to do this. So yeah, that's kind of me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I'm Amber. I also have a son. He turns 2 in a couple weeks. So, and then I am also engaged to Blake. We're at my sister's house, so he's not here. But, and then I guess as my hobbies, I like to do a lot of things. Like, I play pool, and I love to play yoga or do yoga, and we do the podcast together. I work in the service industry, which is kind of shut down here in San Diego right now. Like, all the restaurants and stuff and bars are pretty much closed. But, yeah, so we're kind of, like, on a halt. So we're basically kind of trying to figure out, I guess, like, the rest of the world, trying to figure out how to enjoy our time and absorb all these. It's like there's way more hours in the day now.
Yeah, that's more time for podcasting.
Yeah.
Time goes by so quickly, I find, now in quarantine. So much faster than when I was working as a teacher. I don't know if it's like that with you guys, but
I think for me, like, since I've been staying at home with my son, like, my day is kind of the same. Like, the only difference is, like, we can't go anywhere. So for me, it's kind of, I'm just like, I'm kind of, I feel like sometimes when you're a stay-at-home mom, you kind of always feel quarantined, because I'm always, like, in the house cleaning, doing laundry, preparing for dinner, making whatever. And so, like, I would leave to go to the gym and then come back home and then get everything done and then go get my son. And then we would just kind of, like, hang out. And then, like, on the weekends, we would do stuff. So I think today is, like, the weirdest day, because usually we're out all day on Saturday. So far it's been kind of weird.
Sunday?
Oh, wait, no, yesterday. Yesterday was a weird day because we didn't go out at all.
Yeah, Sundays were normally at church, and then we, like, go maybe have lunch, and then we do the podcast, and then, like, we do, like, a family day. Like, we rotate, like, dinner cooking and stuff. So, like, it's only been a week, and it's, like, I feel like a month has gone by.
You have your own podcast called Twin Life. So what kind of inspired you guys to create a podcast, and what is your podcast all about for our viewers to check it out?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Our podcast, we named it Twin Life because we have so many different aspects of our life that we love to talk about and share. And it's kind of just, like, kind of a sneak peek into Ashley and I's endless conversations that we have, whether it's, like, on the phone or in person. And we literally can just talk forever about anything. So it's a lifestyle podcast. We talk a lot about being parents. We talk a lot about we talk a little bit about being, like, twins. We talk about, we're both in interracial relationships. We talk about lifestyle stuff. So we talk about pretty much everything. I think the only thing we kind of try to leave out is we don't really talk a whole lot of politics, honestly. But
yeah.
We try to, like, keep it really light and, like, upbeat and, but yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, and when did you guys start that as new?
We started it January, the first week of January, right?
Yeah, first week of January.
I feel like that was, like, us too.
Yeah, I feel like we're like, we need to start this.
And
I was looking at y'all's history and your podcast, and I was like, oh, they started their podcast, like, the exact same time as us. So
yeah.
We just recorded episode 12. This will be episode 12. We record ours. So,
and I agree with your podcast because Vanessa and I could talk days about a topic or reliving our past or anything. So I'm so grateful other twins do that too. Because sometimes my mom's like, "Do you guys actually have things to talk about?" And we're like, "Yeah, we could talk for the whole day."
It shocks me sometimes that Ashley. Because sometimes I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna go hang out with Ashley," and I'm like, I literally just saw her yesterday. Like, what are we going to talk about? And for some reason, we always manage to find something to talk about. And even, like, I feel like, I don't know if Ashley feels like this, but even sometimes in my relationship, if I'm, like, sometimes we just have, like, kind of dead space. Like, we're just, like, we spend so much time together. Like, what do we talk about? But then as Ashley and I, it's always like, you have so many years that you couldn't come up with something, true. You know? Yeah.
Like, do you guys have your own alone time?
We have our own alone time. We live in separate apartments.
Okay.
And we actually don't, we don't double date that much. It's kind of hard because we both have kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really like our, okay. So our version of a double date, like our balconies face each other. Our apartments are in the same complex. Our balconies face each other. So our version of a double date is like the kids will go to sleep at yeah. like 7 or 8. And then Blake and I will come like over here because we have like, we have a Wi-Fi like phone camera
okay.
for my son's room. So we just come across and he's little. He's like, he's only 2. So he's trapped in his crib regardless. So, but we come across the street and just like play games and like, we yeah. just have like his little Wi-Fi cam like on baby the monitor. Table, baby monitor on the table, and then we just kind of like come over here and like.
So I guess yeah, we do.
And like we just yeah. don't go out. We don't go out. Yeah.
Okay.
They just come over here and we just like yeah. hang out for like 4 or 5
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours.
We even did it yesterday. Yesterday he like we had dinner. They randomly just came over, or she came over, and then I was like, hey, I'm gonna cook dinner. Y'all want to have dinner? And then we just all kind of all had dinner.
Had dinner. Yeah. So we just we do a lot of like family stuff together, obviously, because mm-hmm. it's just like with our kids this age, it's kind of hard to like. Find babysitters, and it's weird finding babysitters, one babysitter for both.
So I feel like when we're old, we're just gonna like go on like we're as a couples, we'll just like go on cruises and stuff when our kids are like grown. We'll just,
yeah,
like,
when they're then we'll do all the traveling and all the stuff.
Yeah,
but right now it's really like centered around our kids, honestly.
So the next question is also, what has it been like growing up with a twin? Like the positives, the negatives. If you have any fun stories you'd like to share.
I guess being twins is cool. I know some people that hate it. We're pretty balanced, like as far as like we don't. I mean, you guys can see us, but in a podcast you can't see us, but we're not dressed exactly alike.
Mm-hmm. We're not dressed alike at all.
Yeah, not even. Jeans, I mean, we're like jeans. A similarity, but we don't dress exactly alike. We're pretty much like our
very like individual person.
I think the things that I like the most about it is like, we've always just had each other. Like we've moved like over 30 times in our life. So like, we've always had like, whenever we started a new school together. Like it never was like, being like, I can't imagine being like an only child and like moving as many times as we did and like walking into a school like by yourself. Like,
yeah,
we were able to like experience a lot of
it's
stuff
always,
together.
It's always been nice to just kind of have like, I told Blake the other day that Ashley was my first spouse. Like,
yeah,
because we lived together for so long. Like, we just had done everything. We shared bills. We like, we just like shared everything and we were a team for our whole life. It's been an adjustment to allow somebody else to be like my partner in like my life. That's not Ashley without caring in her opinion, even though I do care about your opinion, but like just separating, like making the boundary and separating it. So when you get to a point where you guys are like, and like thinking about marrying whoever, I don't know if it's going to be these dudes that you're with or whatever, but when you talk about marrying and like getting married, it's interesting. You want to make sure that you're with somebody that really kind of understands the bond and like the connection that twins have. So that's kind of always been something that it's a learning process. I feel like it's a learning process for some, and some just like really like just like they get it.
We've had some funny things happen though, like people mixing us up in general.
People mix
usually,
us up all the time.
Yeah, we actually just had a lady. We talked about this on our episode a couple of weeks ago on our podcast, but we just started going to this new church in San Diego, and I had met one of the pastors, and we had this woman, and we had this long conversation, and she met my son and met Derek and all of this stuff. And then the next Sunday, we stayed home and watched from home, and she went to church. And so she saw her and was like, hey, how's it going? And my sister was kind of like, well, because I knew, obviously she's pastor there, so I knew who she was.
Yeah.
And she was more talking to Landon than, because he was carrying around a dinosaur that was like the same height as him. So she was like, oh, I love your dinosaur. And she was talking more to Landon than she was talking to me. But she lingered talking to him more than like a normal like walking path. So I was like, I wonder if she met, because I know I had not met her in person. So stuff like that happens, like, all the time. We kind of have this, like, a general rule of, and maybe you guys have this kind of same thing, but if somebody mixes us up and we're, like, aware of it, we're like, I really, you know, I didn't meet you.
We're just nice.
We're just nice to them. And then we'll just be like, hey, I just ran into so-and-so. And I may not even know their name. I'll just describe them, say where I met. Hopefully she knows who I'm talking about, but.
Yeah. That's so us. Yeah. That is so, like, our favorite story is, like, so when we were in university, I was across the library, and Vic was walking into the library, and one of my classmates, we were in two different classes, went up to Victoria and was like, hey, what you got on your test? But we're too shy to be like, oh, I'm Victoria. But so Victoria played along, and she's like, oh, I got like an 80.
And then I see this happening from across the library, and I know they don't know each other, and I can tell Vic's like, oh my god, I don't want him to notice. And then I didn't want him to turn around and notice I was there. And then she was playing along, and then finally he left, and she comes over, and she's like, what did you get on that test? And I was like, I got an 85. And she's like, oh, I said I got an 80. He got an 82, and he was all happy he beat you. I was like, no, I got an 85. I beat him. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Like, tell him that
go back.
We've worked in the same place before.
We worked in the same restaurant for years and years and years, and we had our sections right next to each other at one point, and they did that one time, and they never did it again.
Because our guests would be confused. Because they put you in a uniform, so, like, we just look more alike.
Our hair's in a ponytail, and we have the same shirt and the same pants and the same shoes on, and they're just like, our guests were just so, like, wait. They would stop us, but the part that was hard was it was slowing us down from, like, doing our own personal job. Yeah. Like, I have my own table. She had her own tables, and it was, like, it was impeding my ability to effectively, like, do my job.
Yeah.
So they just separated us. Like, they would just put us on opposite sides of, like, of the restaurant. People would get confused. And that sounds weird, but the restaurant we worked at was, like, 4 stories. Go to Austin.
Yeah.
Go to,
you guys are, like, world travelers, I saw, so... Put that on your list.
Texas is on our list. Like, no, Texas, Nashville, Louisiana. Like, yeah. Yeah, those are on our list.
Just don't go to Texas in the summer because you're a little...
It's hot. You guys know. Okay. I don't think you'll be able to handle how hot it gets there.
We're not ready. So our next question is... We kind of want to talk more about what it's like to have siblings. Mm-hmm. So for Vanessa and I, we have an older and a younger brother. And for you two, you said you have younger siblings. So what has it been like growing up with the siblings? Are you guys all close? Is there some people that are more distant?
It's an interesting dynamic with our siblings. Yeah, so we have two younger siblings. We have a younger brother and a younger sister.
They're not that much younger. Yeah. They're like 27 and 26.
Yeah, they're like not even that much younger. We're 30, so like we're like really close. But our dynamic is kind of interesting. So both of our siblings are like kids
on the spectrum,
special needs, like as far as like autism. So my brother is like a little bit more intense. So he's like bipolar and recently diagnosed with schizophrenia. And then he's also autistic. And then my littlest sister is just barely not on the autism scale. So like
she has anxiety.
Yeah, she has kind of like high anxiety. So like we've had interesting relationships with them as far as like being siblings to special needs, like. Siblings and then also being twins because like
we are obviously very close but our relationships with our siblings I feel like are more paternal. I said paternal because I was thinking parent but maternal instinct towards our siblings and they're not even that much younger than us but they're like but the way that their lives are is like just not
so
as
different
it's not as progressed as our life is
okay.
So for us we just have kind of I guess we just kind of watched them transition, tried to like help along the way. Our youngest brother lives with our parents still. And then our little sister, she just moved there, but she's now like, she's doing school now.
She's in art school.
Yeah, she's in art school now. So she's very creative, very smart, very hilarious. She absorbs information she knows more facts than anybody like I've ever met. Like she's just a sponge. And the only thing for her is just like not having that anxiety to be able to do her own life, trying to figure out how to like help them. They live in Arkansas, which is not close to San Diego at all. But we still, like, try to have, like, she lived with us, or lived with Ashley here in San Diego for a couple years. So we've tried to, like, help nourish her individuality and her individual skills and encourage her. That's kind of, like, our role.
I think when we were all younger, it was more, we were in a weird way. It was like more of like, we were close in age. So like, we were kind of all going through like similar things. And then like if anybody knows anything about schizophrenia usually doesn't hit you until between 19 and 22. Oh. So when my brother was younger, he was not schizophrenic. He was autistic, but not schizophrenic. So
so he was so like bubbly and smiley and like so much energy and so much life. And, like he was also a sponge. He was super, super smart. He was like able to everybody like loved him. He talked endlessly, very creative. And so when that happened, when he was like, I guess he was like 19.
Yeah. 17, 8,
something like that. In his like late teens. It was just like a harder transition for just all of us in general. Mm-hmm. And just really kind of understanding what was going on. So now that he's older, they've got him on a good regimen, and he's progressing. But it's just I kind of miss the fact that like I feel like it would be kind of nice in a weird way but
to be like a foursome
they're drinking age now and like they have been for a while but like going out and drinking with them or going out like doing like the regular things that siblings get to do that things that Ashton and I do together
So yeah.
But yeah, for us, it's like we're a very like close family. So we, but for Vanessa and I, we take a lot of energy in the room. So when we do come in the room with my two brothers, they sometimes tend to like look past. So that's why I asked you the question of like when you guys all walk into the room, are you guys the more like talk, like are people talk to you more? Because that's what happens to Vanessa and I. We kind of
steal the show.
We steal the show. Yeah. We have like,
oh yeah. So sure. we're together, definitely. So I'm more of an introverted person, and Amber's actually more extroverted. But for some reason, like when we're together,
we're both very extroverted.
It gives us like this extra level of confidence when we're together.
Yeah. So like it was actually interesting. Like when I met Derek, like he hadn't really seen like our dynamic as a twosome. He'd only like seen my dynamic, and he was like, "You're like so talkative and bubbly and this and whatever." Or like when we talk to our mom too, like the two of us and our mom talking together is just like loud and laughing and outgoing and all this. So it's like, it's kind of different, but yeah, we definitely, if we're both, that's actually been a problem with our, I don't know if you guys talk about friendships on your podcast, but we've actually had problems with like friends, like other us being around and like, I don't know if it's more of like a women thing, I think, but because men don't care, but like being in a room with us and then like men giving them no attention because like, oh, they're twins. Like, let's go talk to them.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. We have what it's like to be friends. Dating a twin and being friends with a twin. Like same thing. We always feel like our friends feel like they're a third wheel with us. And then, so that makes us feel uncomfortable because we don't want them to feel that way. But
yeah,
it's like, it's hard. And so we feel like,
do you guys share friends?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys share friends?
Not really.
No. My best friends, I can't stand her. Well, okay. I like her more now.
She likes her. Okay. We've been friends for
10 years.
10 years. Okay. So we've gone through lots of like transit. We went from our 20s to our 30s. She just got married. A lot of things changed in that decade.
Mm-hmm.
When we were younger, there was just like, you know, that like insecurity, and like for her, I think it was an insecurity of her wanting to be my best friend, like just the number one like best friend person in my life. But she couldn't be because Ashley is.
Yeah.
And like nobody's gonna be able to be like, they literally can't replace. We're not normal siblings, like we are, but we're not. We're twins. So she felt like she wanted to like kind of be that. She wanted to have that closeness with me that Ashley had, and it frustrated her that she couldn't be that person. So she had to go for like 5 years. And now we're friends again because I'm not going to argue. I'm not getting rid of Ashley. I'm not going to cut my relationship with my sister. Like, you have to learn to get along. But Ashley also had to learn to get along with her.
Yeah, we're cool now. I mean, like, we don't really talk like that, but like, we're cool.
But that's not her best friend.
She's not my best friend.
Kind of like you, when we're by ourselves, we're a little bit more introverted.
Yeah.
We'll listen more than we speak, but when we're together, we're always fighting of who's going to have the last word.
Yeah.
Vanessa's been dating someone for 3 years now, and I just recently got a boyfriend, and it's not even if Vanessa likes him, it's not even if I like him, it's Vanessa has to like him before I like him.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, because if Vanessa doesn't like the guy...
Yeah, there's no chance.
We're in trouble here.
So we have, our situation's funny because we've definitely had that fight before.
But Ashley and I's taste in guys is totally different. So like,
us too.
Yeah.
God bless Derek, but he irritates me a lot.
That would never happen.
Derek annoys me but it's because the things that annoy, which is weird. And I don't know if you guys see this in your relationships, but the things that annoy me about Derek are probably things that annoys Ashley about me. And, like, the things that annoy me about Blake are things that annoy me about Ashley. Like, we have similarities between, like, why we're in our relationships with our men and, like, the things that connect us but also, like, irritate us about each other. Is that right?
That's so good.
Yeah, that's so good.
I never thought about that.
Like, I was literally just yelling at Derek the other day because, like, you guys were saying, like, you fight each other for the last word. So sometimes, like, we talk and, like, I don't even know if he actually does this. I think I was just like extra sensitive, but like, I get frustrated with people when I'm trying to get a thought out and he interrupts me and I'm like, can you just let me finish what I'm saying? And she does that to me all the time. So I like yelled at him. I was like, you never let me get my thought out. And it's probably not even something he was like, I don't know where that came from. Like, I felt so bad. But like, I think it comes from like our dynamic. So it's like kind of similar, but I don't know. But I think like the longer one of two things happen. The longer you're twins, the more you find your differences, or you become like the same person. Mm-hmm. And like, we really fought against like becoming the same person.
Yeah. We really definitely have like our own separate, we definitely have separate lives. Like, I mean, I will say Ashley moved to San Diego before a year before me. So that was a rough year, not having Ashley literally either in the same apartment or 5 minutes away from me at any time. So that was sad for me, especially because in Texas, I didn't have any other family. Ashley was the only family I had in Texas at the time. Other than, like, it was just like not having her close was hard. But we do like our own, like we do like to have our own lives so that we can like talk about them and join them and whatever.
Yeah, it's very different.
You guys have been everywhere.
Yeah, we try. Yeah, well, not anymore. Yeah, not anymore. Can't go.
I know, you're like grounded. That's got to be kind of weird though, because I'm sure you guys had another trip planned. Like,
yeah, we had Vegas and Kenya.
Vegas?
Yeah.
That is not far.
That's close to us.
Like 6 hours. Yeah. Here.
Okay.
Yeah,
4 hours away. When we reschedule, well, maybe we'll make a trip to San Diego.
We can do a. You guys should come to San Diego, and then we can do a in person podcast.
In person podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're marking that down. We're coming. Yeah.
There's the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah, it's
at
the zoo, I think.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, there's lots of things. And then we're here too, so then we can do a joint.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, give us a tour.
We don't have any identical twin friends.
Do you guys have twin friends?
We only have like...
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, like a distance. Like, we'll talk to them, but we're not like close. Yeah.
We don't have any twin friends.
There were lots of twins. Did you guys have lots of twins when you were in school? When you were in high school and stuff? Like, lots of twins that you knew or no?
No.
There was, like, five sets of in our graduating class.
Oh.
Yeah. Of high school. Yeah. Five. That was a lot. That's a lot.
So, yeah, I guess, like, the last question would be, if you could say one thing to siblings growing up with twins, like, what would it be? Would you give them advice or some motivation? Because I know it could be hard, especially for, like, our brothers, and I know you're in a different situation, but what would you say a key thing to maybe siblings growing up with twins?
I think, so one time, my little sister, we had a conversation with her one time, and she was saying that she felt like a lot of the attention was on us, so there was a little bit of that dynamic, like when we were little, like, I remember we always had, I mean, there's two of us, so we always had more people at our birthdays, more gifts, more, like, we usually did bigger things or whatever, so I think there was a little bit of that, and I would just say, like, I don't know, like, kind of in a mean way, like, I don't know, you'll have to, like, get used to it, or maybe, like, it's kind of hard, because, like, it's a dynamic that, it's not something we're doing, so it's not like we're trying, twins are just interesting in general, you know, just like, I mean, even an example that's not related to twin, like, biracial kids, like, people automatically, like, if you are a darker skinned kid with blue eyes, like, people are gonna be like, oh my gosh, like, you're so beautiful. If your other sibling is just like blonde haired, blue eyed, or dark haired, brown eyed, like, obviously the one that's the most unique is gonna like get the most attention, but that's not something they asked for. So it's kind of like, don't be jealous, embrace it. Like, be like, yeah, I have twins. Like, come hang out with, like, my siblings are twins. It's so cool, you know? So just like embrace it.
Give it more of like a positive response and like excited about them. And I guess just, it's not that we love our other siblings less. It's just that we have a closer connection because we literally shared a womb and an egg at one point. So like, there's really like nothing, like, for you guys, you have two other siblings. So, and for us, it was nice because we had two siblings that were close in age. Mm-hmm. So honestly, they were really super close, and Ashley and I were really super close. So it worked out really well. So I guess my advice for parents would be have four.
Have
your twins and then have two more. Because they're going to need, like, the other one's going to be out there. Like, I actually know a set of triplets. Two of them are identical. One of them's fraternal.
But the
identical set is a boy and a girl, but they're blonde hair. Or they're fraternal. They're all triplets. They're all fraternal. But the blonde hair and blue eyed ones are one boy, one girl. They look the same. The other one is a boy, but he has brown hair. He's, like, thicker and stockier. Doesn't look like he's related to them at all, but he's one of the triplets. So growing up, people would think that two of them were twins and one of them was just, like, the sibling. And he always kind of felt like, that sucks. Like, I'm a triplet, too. Like, no one knows. Like, you know? So it's kind of the same dynamic. Like, you just have to kind of, you know, just understand your siblings don't love you any less. You know, we don't love you any less because you're not one of the twins or whatever, one of the set. We just have a different relationship. And
thank you for coming on.
thanks again for tuning into our podcast, Tea with Twins.
Don't forget to subscribe and share.